Jesus works in his world not only by the ministry of the Word of God, but also through the practical deeds of his people. See, these stories say nothing about preaching. And Acts is a book full of preaching. It's strange. There's nothing said about the spoken word. I think preaching is implied, certainly, in various places. I mean, no one could have turned to the Lord unless they knew of the Lord. And no one could know of the Lord unless someone told them of the Lord. So somebody was preaching. Nevertheless, the emphasis here is upon Christ's practical ministry. Jesus, through Peter, is not only preaching, he is pastoring and he is caring and he is healing. He's meeting physical needs as well as spiritual needs. You know, New Testament Christianity is a word and deed Christianity. It's not word without deed, and it's not deed without word. It's both together. Some would give you the impression that it's an either-or choice. You know, and you can go into some churches and the rallying cry is, we're a word church. And that's okay. But often that's all they mean that they do. And they get twitchy if you mention social concern or helping the poor or doing something pastoral and practical, because it's all about proclaiming Christ in evangelism. Such people need to understand that it does not undermine the word to serve the needy. On the contrary to that, our declaration is confirmed by our deeds. You know, you go into other churches and it's just the opposite problem, don't you? Preach the word is an unheard cry. It is perceived to be an unhelpful practice, outdated today. And the really depressing thing is that many of these churches are fantastic in terms of the way they help people in physical terms. But it's all you need is love, and you certainly don't need preaching. Unfortunately, in those cases, they may be soothing people's bodies, but they are not saving people's souls. I hope we will be neither of these extremes as a church. Tim Keller, a very thoughtful pastor, writes this. Think about this. Word and deed are the proverbial two wings of an aeroplane. Which wing is more important? I don't know about you, but I like my planes to have two wings. I feel more comfortable when they've got both. I think they're going to fly better that way. You know, a church really does do ministry better when it's got the two wings. Let's not debate the priorities. Let's just do them both. As Jesus did, as Peter did, as Tabitha did.